This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's get somebody rich. Seat. S. E-A-T, seat. Like, please, seat yourself. Sit down. Oh, boy.
That's Chloe sitting down. She's heavy.
Oh, stop.
Excuse me,
it.
I'm going to sit down. I hope I don't break this chair now when I sit down. Oh,
who said that?
I'm have a seat.
Who the hell said that?
Human. Don't patch it.
Stay in your lane.
I work out all the time now. I'm better. My seat.
Seat is this hour's code word. Text SEAT to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881.
She's hella thin now and her head looks all big.
Yeah.
Sitting on that neck.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sitting on that
neck. Was it Weight Watchers you used to work at?
Jenny Craig.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was too embarrassed to go in there.
My chick is doing a Weight Watchers thing.
What?
Yeah. And...
she is?
Why?
She wanted to try it, and she got someone, a friend of hers gave her like the free month trial. And all the food is pointed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like...
You're telling me your chick's on a diet?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're trying to drop a few pounds.
For the wedding,
we've got
parent
weight, baby weight on both of us.
Even her? She's a runner. She's so skinny.
Neither of us can exercise like we want to, though.
Right.
That's out the freaking window.
Are you going to do the Jenny Craig too?
Well, that's the funny thing is as she's been doing it, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going, okay, you got to be kidding me. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich practically blows your points for the day.
Yeah.
Like you take bread, 2 points, each piece.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's four.
How many points you get a day?
Yeah, like 20.
Oh.
You're like, ah! yesterday, I ate almost nothing. She goes, what'd you eat today? I'll count it up. And I just started laughing like there's no way I would be involved with this.
Oh.
I barely ate all day. I had a bowl of cereal, a peanut butter and jelly,
Jesus.
A banana.
All carbs.
A nutrition bar.
Carbs.
And then I had dinner.
What'd you have for dinner?
Whatever she made. It was like turkey, ground turkey.
A spoonful of each.
Right.
Anyway, I barely ate. And I blew my points, like, so I just went, I'm never doing that thing. No way.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Do a half sandwich.
You're not listening. I barely ate.
That's how you lose weight. You barely eat.
Well, that's as little as I'm going to be able to do.
You operate in a deficit.
I can't do it. You have to be hungry
to lose weight.
Look, and this is the thing. I was doing fine, and then I went, well, I'm going to go surfing. So I had a bar. I needed... I'm gonna drown
energy.
Out there.
Johnny,
I gotta have something.
You had your cereal. You had
even
a banana.
Even the sharks are gonna throw you back.
I gotta live to make it down the aisle.
I agree with you entirely. I just want to be thin. Oh, yeah, I'm on it. I'm fat. I'm fat.
Thanks a lot,
I'm
Brynn.
I'm really, really fat.
That's just a theme. It's
plain. Anyway, seat. Somehow we got here from the code word for this hour.
Chloe's fat butt.
Yeah, that's right. Bitch, be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. And we do this every hour for 12 hours straight every day. 12K a day. La 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 la. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by San Francisco Credit Union. Membership open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio and membership is free.
Oh.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It is, isn't it? I agree. God, I'm in a good mood. I feel good. Love you guys.
Well, you're about to get a RV.
Back.
I mean, The good times are rolling.
I'm not about to get an RV.
She had a muffin.
I did have a... You know what? Maybe that's it. Carbs and sugar.
How many points?
Feel good. Who cares?
Oh, your point. You just blew your points for the day.
I am
you
not...
You cannot eat for the rest of the week, Sarah.
Oh, that's out the window. So good. So good. Blueberry muffin. Woo! Not having a good day, Felicity Huffman.
Mm. Well,
at least she's honest.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Sucks to be in trouble, man.
Yeah, it does. Especially when you're a grown up and you got your ass together for the most part. Like, here's a lady who's, you know, she's a famous actress, she's rich, you know, seems to be happily married. Although this dude is not showing, but like William H. Macy, I think he's very disappointed in her. He didn't show up with her to court.
You know, he told her not to do it.
Yeah. Well, he was right.
Well,
turns out
that's because, you know, sometimes these public figures, instead of using their influence, they have to think about what it would be like to get caught red-handed doing something stupid with their influence, and then realizing, poof, there it goes, Lori Loughlin.
Adios,
there goes
career.
Your TV show and all the good times, because now people see you in a different light.
Right.
That sucks.
Public image ruined. I got to say this about it. Like, Lori Loughlin, she stinks to high heaven right now. Felicity Huffman, I actually feel kind of sorry for her.
Did you hear?
She's going to go to jail, but she's owning it. This is the way, Lori.
You hear about Cindy Crawford dropping Aunt Becky?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
And the weird thing is, this isn't personal failures. This is just using your money and influence for evil.
Right.
This
is not even look. I mean, I get it. People want to help their kids, but this doesn't help your kid.
It doesn't look good.
It's not. Let your you know how you help your kid? You let your kid help themselves. They learn how to do things on their own. They have their own failures. Like, you getting your kid into the school of their choice, because it's that's not helpful to them. They needed to work hard to get into that school. They need to, you know, everyone needs to have disappointment. It makes success tastes so much better when you did it. Anyway, Felicity Huffman went and entered her plea yesterday. Mm-hmm. She pled guilty for her part in the college admissions scandal. Prosecutors recommended she get 4 to 10 months in prison. And
they did. Oh my gosh.
This is part of her plea deal. I guess she could have gotten much more, I guess. She's also looking at about a $20,000 fine. Don't worry, they can afford that. Her sentencing isn't until September 13th.
Oh, wow.
So she's got all summer to relax and think about
it. But you don't relax. Just give it to me now.
Right. Let me just serve it right now.
Yeah.
Sentence me right now and let me go there right now. She showed up in court with her brother. No sign of her husband, who was never charged. She cried as she explained to the judge that her daughter knew nothing about the scam. She revealed that her daughter had learning disabilities. She'd been seeing a neuropsychologist since she was 8, had been receiving extra time on exams since she was 11. A lot of times you have it's called an IEP, individual educational program, something like that. My kids have had IEPs, and sometimes some of the accommodations are you get to take a test in a private room. You get to, so it's silent. You get a little extra time on a test. You get homework accommodations. You get extra help with certain things. It's not uncommon. Lots of kids get a little personalized thing. But what they don't get is someone coming in and correcting all their answers and submitting it to the... And that was the problem.
That's available in a public school?
Public school. In fact, lawfully, they have to accommodate your kid. You go in and meet with them and say, here's what my kid's dealing with.
Do you have to provide records of...
Yeah, they do some testing on their own, and also, you know, we spent tons of time in many, many offices trying to get a diagnosis that we never could get. Anyway, that's where she's at. So, fun summer ahead for Felicity Huffman.
Sucks.
If I were her, I'd be working on keeping my marriage together.
What about Aunt Becky?
Not going anywhere.
What's going to happen to Aunt Becky?
I don't know.
Yeah, when does she go to court?
I don't know.
Oh, well, she's still fighting everything, right?
She's fighting, right. So it was you.
It was you.
And your husband, too.
You were not framed.
You were not framed.
Wait, what was that?
That was it.
Oh, I thought he played something.
Oh.
No, I'm playing
anything. Was it Chloe crushing a chair?
It's just the static in our headphones, guys.
It should be gone.
Are you hearing static?
I haven't.
No, I haven't heard any today.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'll wait till Vinny's break. That's when I really hear it.
I wonder why.
What?
Vinny, this story's for you.
Okay.
Halle Berry.
I like her.
She has an 11-year-old and a 5-year-old. And she had them both after the age of 40. And she says, you know, it's not something that's always encouraged. They say, but for a woman, you know, your eggs are decrepit or whatever it is.
That's it. That's exactly the word.
That's what your doctor friend said. But it is getting more and more common. And Halle recommends it.
Who's that?
That's the guy calling the call was.
Is that John
LA Rams?
Oh, right.
Who was it? LA Rams.
LA Rams.
Halle Berry. I love it. She recommends it.
And she does.
I can imagine why. Go on.
She says, you're so much more ready to be a parent after 40 than when you're 20. You know yourself better. You've done a lot of things for yourself selfishly. When you wait until later in life, you can really put your kids forward, and I think in a more meaningful way.
I agree with her 1,000%.
Yeah. You're not sitting around regretting that you didn't live your 20s and 30s.
Or neglecting the child.
Right.
Which is what often ends up being the case.
Many people are just like, I need to go party.
Or I'm working my ass off, and the kids end up being neglected for that reason.
Sure. I think you're pretty established by the time you're in your 40s. Freeze your eggs, though. You know, think on that anyway. This is that editing error you were talking about. The Jamie Lannister's hand, his right hand appearing as an actual hand and not a golden hand because he lost his hand in season 3. Everyone thought there was another editing error on Game of Thrones this week, but they were wrong. Jamie Lannister did not show his real hand in the show. Yesterday, an image from Sunday's episode started circulating of Jamie with his real hand wrapped around the back of Cersei. It was coffee cup gate all over again. Nah. Everyone was so excited. Oh my God, this is amazing. The image never appeared in the episode. It was a promotional photo that was taken way back when the episode was filmed before they added the golden hand. I don't know if the golden hand is CG the whole time or if he actually sticks his hand in a golden hand, but maybe they look for his hand and make sure that it's golden the whole time. I don't know. It was briefly up on HBO's website. Somebody saw it there. They took it and started circulating it, saying, oh, my God, you could see his hand. They've taken it down. Don't worry, everyone. His hand is still golden. I find this really hard to believe, but the odds makers in Vegas have a new person that they think is going to be the one who takes the throne. Does anybody want to take a guess?
Who? A new person.
This is, well, it's a person from the show, but this is, I don't think this person's ever been in the lead for the person who winds up on the throne.
Hold on.
Arya.
No.
But Arya's
they
not.
They have her as dying.
Arya's not new, as in we have never put this person on the throne before?
This person has never been at the top of the heap.
Brienne of Tarth.
No.
Male or female?
Male.
How about Daenerys's the old guy that follows her around?
He died.
Oh, he died?
Oh, yeah. Jorah? He died.
Yeah,
spoiler
Jorah.
Alert.
I think I gotta go back and watch that. Episode 3, right?
In the war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, the old guy's not getting it.
I don't know. Tell
Who
us.
Else is there?
It's
yeah.
Bran. Oh. Of all people.
Oh.
Which is highly doubtful.
Well, you know what? It'd be nice to see him amount to something because he's been a waste of skin the whole show.
Yeah. Oh, he was adorable in that first episode, and then all of a sudden he was, you know, in a wheelchair, and then he was rolling around in the north, and then his eyes were rolling back in his head. And then he checks out while Theon's fighting off the White Walkers.
I'm going to fly away on a crow.
I'm going
You're
to go
a good
now.
Man, Theon.
You're a good man, Theon.
Now go kill yourself. They have him at let's see, the people at sportsbetting.ag, they have him as the top pick for ruler of Westeros, and it's 1-1, which means you cannot make money on this bet. You can't even bet it.
So he's a lock.
That's what they say. I don't know how they know this. And I certainly hope it's not him. That'd be very disappointing. Because, like you said, who cares about that guy?
Well, if they somehow... You know what, though? I know you guys loved it, and that's fine. This is your show, and you should love it. But, like, the way that whole... Hodor.
Hodor. Oh my God. That was the best reveal of all time.
I found that to be ridiculous.
The best reveal of all time.
So maybe there's some reveal about this brand kid that's going to make all the stuff you've seen make sense.
Hodor.
The way that went down, right?
Hodor, I guess.
You loved it, the best of all times.
I did. I'm so disappointed with the season. I guess I was bound to be, right? I think he just can't make anybody happy.
Why are you disappointed?
Why am I disappointed? Because all the joys, because I was saying yesterday, like Daenerys, the whole show, she's been my hero. Like she's been the one who struggled. Yeah. She's, you know, off on her journey, trying to make her way back to Westeros where, you know, her family was unseated. And now she's a maniac.
She is a maniac.
Like it's not, that's not.
She's a maniac.
She's unviable. On the floor. She was so great. And she did. So as far as survival goes, Jon Snow's the odds-on favorite to survive the whole thing. Thank you, little survivor. By the way, the season finale is tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh. 3 hours, you say?
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's 2 hours for the show, and then they do the one-hour reunion and announcement.
Vinny, you going to stay up?
No.
You'll watch some of it, though. You want to watch the extinction part.
Do you want to watch the extinction part? She's saying you want to, but do you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I wish that this aired at 6 o'clock for me, too. That would make my life a lot better.
It actually airs at 5.
5! I wish it aired at 5 o'clock.
You like, be done with the whole thing at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, that,
thank you.
That
it is
would
good
be
for me. Super convenient.
Great.
Yeah. Let's see. Arya's survival rate is, she's got a 50-50 chance. And they're saying Dany is going to die. That's a 2-to-1 bet.
Do we know if Jaime and Cersei are dead?
Well, I mean, spoiler alert, yes. Oh. I mean, come on, right? Nobody survived.
We're not
that.
Sure of that, though.
We're not. You're right.
And it's just a terrible, like, you know, way to put her out. We wanted more than that.
Oh,
right?
My God. I wanted someone to just be able to get their revenge on her. She won an all. I just, oh, God, it's so disappointing.
Oh.
All the joy is gone. Some other bets that they're taking right now. Ghost making one last appearance.
Oh, the wolf?
Yeah.
Or is it a wolf? What is it?
Yeah, his ghost. Okay. His wolf that he left up there at Winterfell. Tyrion, will he be killed after betraying Dany again and letting Jaime go free to be with Cersei? They seem to think he'll survive, actually. And most importantly, will there be any nudity in the final episode?
Yes.
Oh, you're saying yes.
What do you think?
I'm saying probably not. I think this is going to be... They're going to have a lot of stuff to wrap up in this final episode.
I don't know. Is Bronn coming back? Is he gone?
I think he's gone.
Bronn?
That was the dumbest thing ever. Bronn. Bronn is the guy who she gave a crossbow to. She goes, I got 2 trunks of gold for you, and I'm going to give you...
Oh, that guy.
I can't remember what they were going to give her.
She had an affair... with him in real life, right?
Yes.
And they had the thing where they couldn't be in the same scene. Or
yes. It was in their contract. They could not be in the same scene.
Any chance Peter Dinklage ends up with Sansa?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think so. Maybe that's how it ends. Maybe Sansa and Peter Dinklage get back together. And they sit the Iron Throne together. A delight. By the way, how about this? Is there an Iron Throne anymore? Didn't you just crash the castle down on that thing?
Oh, there is?
Under the rubble.
So you're feeling like they're going to pull that out of there and drag it out into the courtyard. Here, God, sit. Have it. Lord of Ashes.
Bob the Builder's going to show up.
Can we do it? Yes, we can.
An excavator. Excavator?
Yes. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Do I have time for this? I'm not sure.
Sure.
I'll tell you this one because I think that you'll get a kick out of this, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you'll utterly reject it. James Bond.
I love Bond.
There was I guess when Sean Connery was James Bond, there was a 1964 Aston Martin DB5S. And there were a couple of them that they used in the film. They're like a light silvery gray. Mm-hmm. They had machine guns that popped up out of the hood. Mm-hmm. They had an oil slick and smoke screen that you could put out the back. Crush bumpers that, you know, like battering ram bumpers. Mm-hmm. They are making those. They're not going to be road legal because of the
machine guns right.
that are coming out of the front. You can't take that on the road.
What?
I think that also they, oh yeah, extendable front and rear battering rams. That's fantastic. There's no plans to include an ejector seat. The car had that in the movie. But there may be a surprise or two when you actually press the eject button.
All right.
They are building 25 of these cars.
That will sell for?
About $3.5 million a piece.
Wow.
So if you, it's a 1964 DB5S. Silver birch is the color.
Okay.
So that actually sounds more like a silvery white than a silvery gray.
I'll tell you, I know a lot of the kids probably don't even watch the 007, I think. I don't. Do your kids, do they? You
sure,
think
they've seen some Bond movies, yeah.
The old ones with Sean Connery, while they're so basic in terms of filmmaking and they don't have all of the computer graphics that the new films do, the exotic locations back when that meant something,
right.
before everything's been
accessible,
spoiled and
right.
traveled, is so cool to see. You actually got to see the world by watching those movies.
Right. You think know, places you'd never go to.
Right.
The car will also have, I didn't mention this particular one, I think it's really funny. Oh, do you have the picture of the car? Is that what you were showing me?
I was just showing.
I didn't see it until you turned the thing back around.
Oh,
they have a rotating license plate. Mm-hmm. So you can change it to whatever.
Cool.
Whatever one you want. Oh, those are neat. Boy, they're cool. You know, the ones that were actually used in the movie, somebody just bought one for like $4.6 million in 2010. The only other complete car used in the movie, the only other Aston Martin that was used for that particular car, was stolen in 1997. Mm-hmm. And no one knows where it is right now.
Someone knows where it is.
Right. It's in someone's 12-car garage
right.
somewhere. So... if that's something you're interested in, they're only making 25, and they're $3.5 million a piece.
I better start saving.
Look at here's the.
Right after I pay for that
guns.
Fence, I'll start saving.
Right, start saving up. What's the name
that
of that
fence?
Place where all the fancy cars are near your house? I bet you they'll get one.
Canepa.
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 How much does that fence cost?
A lot.
It's like a year at Cal. And then some. Fences. They're the best. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
I've got a wedding story for you. You get to be the judge.
I love being judge.
Is it wrong?
Probably.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:39 on Tuesday morning. Elton John is saying farewell to the road and bringing his final tour, Farewell Yellow Brick Road, to the Chase Center on September 13th. We have tickets for caller number 9-800-400-3697. You instantly win tickets to the show. The tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup for America's first certified organic corn dog and tots combo at Oracle Park. They're located in Section 134 on the promenade level and club level. Organic Coup. Stop by.
Mm.
The Organic Coup. They are delicious. You're going to love them.
I know I do. It's yeah. good stuff. Bring it back. Anytime you want to stop by.
Yep. So good.
Yeah, we didn't try the corn dogs that one time, huh?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many points?
Yeah, those are 5-pointers.
How many points for your Weight Watchers video?
I don't know. I'm not on that. And a lot of people wrote in, there are a lot of zero foods, a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, like
yes,
what?
I understand that. That wasn't the point. The
zero point,
was,
like what, a celery. Carrot? Carrot,
I
celery?
I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Lettuce.
No.
She counted up your points.
A lot of the proteins are zero. So, like, an egg is zero.
Oh. So I can eat as many eggs as I want?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love eggs.
And chicken and turkey and these things are zero. But a peanut butter jelly sandwich will destroy your points for the day. Mm. Just massacre.
Yeah.
And the bar is another massacre.
Right.
Sorry, I was going surfing. I needed to eat something.
Mm. Gotta have some food.
Something had to happen.
Yeah.
And I didn't have an egg handy.
Oh. You should just buy 2 dozen every week and just hard boil a dozen.
We'd been doing that, actually. But yeah, even that is sort of like, but the bar was in my briefcase, and my briefcase was in my car, and so was I.
Yeah.
So I ate that real quick, and then I went surfing. Anyway, back to the news of the day, which is the Sharks lost last night. Mm. The Blues evened the series 1-1, and the series now switches to St. Louis tomorrow night. And tonight, the Warriors begin their series against the Portland Trailblazers. That's a 6 p.m. tip time. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
An Oakland jury awarded a $2 billion plus in damages Monday to a Bay Area couple who both came down with cancer after spraying Roundup weed killer on their properties for more than 30 years.
This is like the third settlement about Roundup.
The third such verdict against Monsanto, which that's the name many of us have heard, and we've heard it's evil, and maybe you didn't even know what that was.
Right.
Anyway.
They're probably never going to see that money because I'm sure that this will get appealed to death. But this
is Monsanto was bought by Bayer AG too, so they're a company that.
So they're the ones who would be responsible for it. But this is the hugest payout. I mean, Jesus, it's $1 billion a piece, and then millions more in other damages, and it's like I heard this morning and was like $2 billion. Juries are getting very generous.
I had the breakdown. $1 billion of the money is just to punish the company.
Oh, how nice. You are bad. I mean, how many of these judgments do they have to get against them before they admit that this stuff is the problem? Mm-hmm. This couple came down with like the same kind of cancer too.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys. Get your dangerous crap off the shelves.
Anyway, they'd used this product, Roundup Weed Killer, on their property for 30 years, and they both ended up with cancer, and they sued, and there are more lawsuits to come. So,
bad news for Bayer.
Well, or they just go bankrupt and can't pay anybody.
Right. Ain't that the way?
It is the way. It sure is. So this story I find interesting and wanted to ask you.
Okay.
I'll ask it this way. So you have a wedding.
Yes.
It's your wedding. You've planned it. You've worked hard. You're going to be serving this big buffet. You've worked hard on the food that's going to be on offer for your friends and family. It's your wonderful
wedding
day that you've worked at. You've been planning for a year.
Oh,
you've been thinking of it for
my
even
whole
longer.
Life.
Right.
Just, you know, my dream wedding.
And it's finally here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your guests shows up.
Uh-oh.
With Tupperware.
Oh, no.
And goes to the table where the buffet is set up.
Yes.
And starts taking a bunch of food into Tupperware. Spooning out
my pasta salad and my beef brisket.
Whatever it is.
My
you've
mashed
just,
potatoes and
prime
gravy.
Rib.
Oh, my God. Are they forking several pieces? This
Cut
is ridiculous.
Me 4 pieces, please, and put it in my Tupperware.
Can I ask a question?
Am I done yet?
No.
Okay. So there you are. You're at the head table, and you're watching this go down at the buffet. You're like, what
in
is
the
Debbie
hell?
Doing?
Yeah, why would Debbie do this?
Debbie.
Well, Debbie.
It's sticker shock in the Bay Area. They can't take it. Anyway, the point is, are you pissed? And if so, do you do something?
So I'm the bride in this
You're
scenario.
The bride. You're sitting there watching someone raid the food table.
So this is like a relative of mine and, you know, Aunt Marjorie or somebody, and I know that she's quirky at best. Yeah, I'm a little miffed, but it's my day, and I'm going to go ahead and ignore that.
Mm. I have two questions. Can I ask two questions?
Sure. Okay.
First of all, is there a wedding planner? Because that's a wedding planner's job to yell at people.
Oh.
Oh.
Secondly,
I see.
Is this at the end after everyone's eaten kind of what's left over? Is this the beginning when it's
just fresh?
Or they
just ran
fresh?
Up there the minute it, yeah.
If it's fresh, this is a big problem.
I don't know exact details, but a woman from Pennsylvania posted this story about her wedding on a Facebook group called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming.
Oh.
She recently got married, and she says she let one of her dad's friends bring his daughter and daughter's husband to their small wedding.
Oh.
So these aren't family members.
No, so this is just, these were extra people anyway.
She got upset when she found out the woman she barely knew brought 10 Tupperware containers.
Wow.
And the woman filled 7 of them with food from the buffet dinner. 3 of them she filled with dessert.
Oh, my God.
She loves cake.
She grabbed a few beers and some floral centerpieces on the way out.
Oh.
And her gift to the couple... $5.
Oh,
a $5 wow. bill.
You've got to be kidding me.
They say here the woman is not struggling financially. She just wanted leftovers and believes that the food would go to waste anyway.
So did she go at the end of the... I mean, I
she
think
did.
That's... So it's the end of the night.
Sounds
she's
like she
cleaning
went
it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's eaten.
As far as she can tell, I'm sure.
Because otherwise she would have just filled all 10, right?
Right. Mm.
No, she filled all... She filled 7 with food... With food
and three
with dessert. She filled them all.
So if she filled with dessert, that means the dessert was out or it had to be the end of the night.
You know, I'd be all over that.
We did a 50th.
Listen, buffet Becky, get away from my food.
No doubt.
I was thinking, okay, if she's bringing it home to a sick relative that couldn't attend
no.
the wedding,
you
I'm
know
thinking,
that's not
maybe
it.
Maybe she's getting dental work and she can't eat.
Right.
Maybe
but,
she's
10 Tupperwares.
Suffering from the mortal sin of gluttony. When we...
Are you saying she's heavy?
Yes. When we... I'm just, you know, I'm wondering, well, like, what? Who would do this? Like, I would be appalled by myself. We threw a 50th anniversary party for my mom and dad and my aunt and uncle and my other aunt and uncle. They all got married the same year.
Oh, all together?
Yes.
Oh.
And a couple years ago. I remember I went down to Florida in August for this. It's a great choice. So we
it wasn't
threw
hot
them
at all.
A party at a hotel down there, and we paid a lot of money for a buffet. You know, it was practically a wedding. It wasn't that expensive, but, you know, several thousand dollars
sure.
to rent the room and to have the food out there. And the food was excellent. And then there we are. There's only 40 of us or whatever. And there's a lot of food left over. And my mom's like, pack all that up. We'll eat it for the next couple. They said, this food does not leave here. And we went, what are you talking about? We bought that food. And what are you going to do
yeah.
with it? She's like, no, we're not allowed to let you leave with this food.
What does that mean?
It meant we didn't get to bring any of the food that we'd paid for home.
Wow.
I know.
So did you sit down with a fork and just get mow through it all?
You know, we tried to eat as much of it as we could, but this was the very end of the night.
Wait a
you
minute.
You know, we're like, pack that up. We'll wow. take it home. There were like ribs and half a pig. And there's
did you
all,
call
all
your brother over and say, get started?
No, we'd already eaten. We'd chowed.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. If you can't take the food home, what does it mean that they're going to eat it all? Is that what she's saying? We don't want to share it with you?
The people who ran the hotel?
Yeah.
No, it was a food handling thing. We were not allowed to take the food that had been sitting at the buffet for the last 2 hours or however long.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I was,
and
but
you couldn't
we were,
ask, like, well, can this be donated to the shelter or whatever?
I don't even know what their plan was for it. I don't know if
probably
they're...
Probably the trash. Wow.
Right.
It's probably a lawsuit thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Like somebody left with something that had sat out too long and... there was some kind of food. She goes, it's the food handling laws or it's whatever the laws were that she said. I wasn't a part of that transaction.
That is a good question to ask moving forward. Vinny, what about your wedding coming up? I mean, all the food that's left over. I mean, you're not a food person, but hey, can I bring some Tupperware just in case?
Yeah, we're all going to bring Tupperware.
I'll bring Tupperware.
Because if we'd had Tupperware, we could have.
Let me
like,
ask
maybe
you guys.
This lady knows
if
the
I
rules.
Could, let me ask you guys. If I'll buy you some dinners or something. Let's not make trouble for the missus on this one. I don't.
Come on.
I don't. I really want her to just have a wonderful, nice day, and
we'll be sneaky about it. I'll block her view,
she'll
and
never
Zach can load up the Tupperware.
When you guys are out taking pictures, leaving us alone for 3 hours.
Line your purses
we'll
with.
We're not doing that, by the way.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll line our purses with saran wrap.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
I'll hold up the sheet so no one can see what's going on.
It'll say, congratulations to the happy couple. It'll seem like it's like a congratulatory thing. Meanwhile, behind it, we'll be frantically spooning food from the buffet into Tupperware.
This is going to be a disaster.
I have a question about the wedding since we're talking about
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
We're not talking about it.
No, we're totally talking about it.
Nobody was talking
about
it.
Have you made a list of who gets to give speeches?
There aren't going to be any speeches.
What?
There will not be any speeches. There's zero list because there are zero people giving speeches.
What about the best man and the maid
of honor? Aren't they going to do a toast for everybody?
Is it toast?
Toast to speech. Toast to speech.
Toast to speech.
Then there
toast
are to zero toasts.
There are zero toasts?
Sorry, bub. I don't drink.
What? Well,
you're
going to
all make me
hate.
I don't want you to make me feel bad.
Oh,
no
Jesus.
Toast.
What a brat.
Whatever.
Let's talk about him on that Facebook page. I have another question. And this is a little forward, but I might as well just ask.
Yeah,
it.
Just ask.
Are me and Bryn groomsmen?
What? I think you know by now if you're a groomsman. I'm going to say the answer is no.
Are we going to be surprised?
Surprise your groomsman.
Yeah, I'm going to haul you up there at the last second, buddy. Yeah.
All right, well, just
hey, what are you doing sitting in your seats? Come on up.
Let us know. We're on standby.
A lot. People are texting in that that's standard. That's the law. And your venue also does the same thing, that you cannot take the food off premise.
Wow. So that is a thing. So actually, in a way, although it's very gauche to bring your Tupperware in a giant bag with you, she probably knew that it wasn't like, she knew that food was going to go to waste.
Well, she's also a cheapskate. So
also a cheapskate. Total cheapskate.
Yeah. $5.
I'm telling you, I'm going to bring some Tupperware. Just kidding, Ben. I won't do it. I'm going to do it. You guys get the sheet.
I'm totally going to do it.
I know.
All right, well, if you're going to bring Tupperware.
I'm always hungry afterwards. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to bring Tupperware, I want to give a speech.
You are not giving a speech, and you are not bringing Tupperware.
Here's what you do. You give a speech and, like, direct everyone's attention, like, out the windows, and you, Z, and I are going to raid the buffet. All right. That sounds great. Right. It's a plan, you guys.
Okay. I mean, I'm okay with that. I don't know about the rest of you.
So I wonder if that's, you know, yes, she's a cheapskate, but also she knew all that food was going to go to waste, and she's all,
probably.
F it, I'm going to jump in there and take it. So is it wrong? Yeah, it's totally wrong.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask one more question about the wedding?
Yeah,
100%.
Are you going to do the dance with your mom? I'd really like to capture that on video.
The dance with my mom?
Yeah, you do first dance with your... Well, you know, the...
Second dance.
The father of the bride and the bride dance, and then the mother of the groom and the groom dance.
Look, I don't know anything about any of this, but it's going to be a very small, quick... event type. I heard it too.
Yeah.
I heard it too.
It's crazy. I thought
you
fixed it.
I didn't hear anything.
I don't think you guys can hear it in there.
It's much
something
better
about
today.
I have heard it. It's way better today.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Lori Loughlin's kid didn't even want to go to college.
Nope.
She made a YouTube video about how college wasn't what she wanted.
We know. We played
We've
it on
seen
the
it.
Air. I'm not going to go to college. There it is.
Hilarious.
I'm just going to go to the parties. You can follow me on my Instagram.
And on the dean of the school's yacht. You can follow me there.
No doubt. Mm. That's where she was when this stuff went down.
They had to turn the yacht around and bring her back. Hey, this is getting dicey, but you got to get off our boat.
This can't be a spoiler because it's just a texter, but it's about Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So it's a theory someone's got.
Fan theory.
Here's my Game of Thrones guess. Dany executes Tyrion, Jon fights Grey Worm and dies, Arya steals Jon's face and kills Dany, and Sansa becomes Warden of the North. An ironic twist, Gendry Baratheon becomes the rightful heir to the throne as the son of Robert Baratheon, after getting named from
Lord.
Danny.
Yep.
I heard
boom.
That too.
Yeah, the gendery thing is making its rounds.
That'd be lame, though.
It would be lame.
Why? This guy from
nobody
out of
we
nowhere.
Like. Everyone sucks now. I hate this show.
You
God.
Do?
No, but it's so just.
How did you want it to end?
I wanted to end with John and Danny getting married, having a kid, and sitting in the Iron Throne together. Two of them.
415 says, OMG. You guys are hilarious. There never was any joy in Game of Thrones. The entire show has displayed the dark underbelly of what comes with power. That's Danny was the latest.
Oh, I don't like it.
Another 415. It really is surprising that a female snapped, because that never happens.
Yeah, it's true. Right. Usually so steady, constant, calm.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
The deep end. It's unbelievable. Bad news for old people, and then a little bit of good news for old people, too.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.